This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are the Deep Ones.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Classic. I love this. I love this illustration because specifically, I understand it is meant to be like a man-sized fish standing behind a woman. Mm-hmm. With his neck on his shoulder. However, with the perspective and also the level of detail, it just kind of looks like there's a little fish man playing piggyback with her.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's up? Hey. Let's go over there.
Hey, do you like plankton? I got some real good shit.
I know where you can find some very good plankton, ma'am.
I can find a lot of plankton. plankton checks in. Deep ones are good.
Yeah.
I like deep ones. The
locked weird... in the timeless depths of the sea, their alien, arrogant lives are coldly beautiful, unbelievably cruel, and effectively immortal.
These are the Shadows Over Innsmouth buddies,
yeah.
The fish frog, kind of just seamen, like creatures of the Black Lagoon.
Yeah, they're so like swamp thing kind of not swamp thing. Sounds like a creature from the Black Lagoon. There we go. Fishmen, yeah. Just kind of like general underwater citizens. They pop up everywhere. They seem to be in service of most of the old ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Specifically, Mother Hydra and Father Dagon,
of course,
and Cthulhu, and that whole kind of like. Not quite a family, but they're associated.
Yes.
In mysterious mythos ways until what's his head? Durleth gets a hold of them and turns them into the whatever bullshit.
Yeah.
Initially, though, there's just some kind of connection.
Yeah.
Between them.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. We talked about the Shadow of Innsmouth in an episode of Bonfireside Chat.
Mm-hmm.
So you can hear kind of more detailed discussion about it. But essentially, they need to breed with humans. And they tempt... They kind of prey on depressed communities, like economically depressed communities, and offer them this weird undersea gold that they have and the ability to control fish so they can make these fishing villages thrive in exchange for these kind of dark pacts.
And they do, the amazing thing that happens in Lovecraft works, which is they offer a god who answers.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Like if you pray to regular old god for fish, ain't no fish coming. If you pray to Dagon, he knows a thing or two about a thing or two about fish.
Yeah, he can put in a good word.
Yep, with fish.
Yeah.
There's some cool variants of these.
Yes.
So let's talk about what happens when that pact happens and you start making babes.
Yeah. So they go to town on a lady. Mm-hmm. Is it possible?
Or a man.
Yeah, or a man. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of them goes to town, the other, and a regular human baby is born. In game terms, they've done this mechanically. The transformation takes place over the course of 1d20 plus 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got their regular kind of adolescence, but slowly, and we'll talk about this in the next episode about the hybrids, they stop appearing normal and they start taking on what is called that Innsmouth look, where they become more and more fish-like.
Yes. And that's one of my favorite... like just kind of spooky things to me in Lovecraft is imagining and the descriptions of these people.
Yes.
Just kind of like big watery eyes and kind of these like blubbery faces.
Narrow heads. I love the narrow heads.
Yeah. I love narrow heads. And then they get these, they start growing gills that look like just wrinkles. Like they just like have these wrinkly necks.
Yeah.
They're gills. I love that this can happen and you maybe don't know that it is happening to you, which is what happens to the protagonist of the Shadow Over Innsmouth.
Yep.
spoiler.
Yeah.
But it's such a cool thing to have this kind of time bomb, this genetic time bomb and kind of like a hereditary sense, like this way that you're going to go and turn into something you're not and something like monstrous and cruel.
Yeah.
And everything.
It's like those birds who steal eggs out of a nest and lay their own in it. And then the babies grow up. And is that what cuckoos do?
Yeah. That's why you cuck something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Neat. Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so somebody needs to update their pet life.
And their profile.
Right now, what you got there don't mean what you're saying.
It's a cargo cuck. Cargo cuck.
Yeah, cargo cuck. That's actually a really good stinger, but we have to talk about the Shoggoth Saw.
Excuse me.
Okay, we can stop if you're gonna throw a fit about it.
Yeah, we absolutely do. We absolutely do have to talk about the Shoggoth Twashaw. Because they have domination boogers.
Yes, it is a regular deep one, except they have two balls of slime in each hand, and they only call it blobs of gray slime, which they use to remote control a Shoggoth.
Yeah, so that's how they command Shoggoths to build cities and shit.
Yeah, this is not an original. These things do not show up in Lovecraft work, so I do not know which author decided to add these things. The Shoggoths working for the Deep Ones was.
Right,
but how the mechanics of it, some later author came up with these blobs of gray slime.
Yeah, it's foremen. It is Shoggoth foremen that command them around. And I'm not very imaginative, as revealed by this. I probably would have given them some kind of wand. Like an eldritch, artifact that was used to command to shut the Shoggoths. I wouldn't have thought of domination boogers.
Yeah, the balls of slime, and these balls of slime. So Shoggoths want to be free.
Yes,
that's one of the things about Shoggoths. They do not like being slaves, and that's part of their history. And we'll talk about those guys later. So you're at this constant battle of wills with the Shoggoths, which is laid out in mechanical terms, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
The best detail about it. Is these blobs of slime that you have absorb your fatigue toxins, meaning that you don't have to sleep and you dare not. Because if you go to sleep, the Shoggoth gets control and destroys you.
Yeah.
This is a lifetime bond, and most of these things die from their Shoggoth gaining control. This sounds like a nightmare.
Yep. Because, I don't know, even if I've got the fatigue toxins and stuff taken out of me, I don't know. Sleep is a great punctuation for the day. I would go absolutely nuts if I had no pause, right?
And that's part of it for sure, right? Yeah. Like you want to be able to sleep. How about just having to hold two things all the time?
Oh shit! It's like it's a Edward Permahands. Like
you just always like here's two like something that's fun to do at a party is hand somebody something. You ever done that?
What?
Like you somebody's standing there and you're staying next to like a standing lamp.
Uh-huh.
You know, the two of you, and you need to leave, and before you leave you hand them the standing lamp and then just leave.
No, I've never done that. That is very
It's a very funny thing to do, or hand them like a bowl of food from a thing. Because nobody's not gonna take it because they don't want to let it drop, and then you just walk away without saying anything. It's like a funny way to give them a real awkward moment.
Yeah.
You know, where they have to like put something down.
That's a funny way to make them happy that you're leaving.
Yeah, that's true. I'm getting invited to parties.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.